Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting eighth. The DH, Ray Knight. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Upshaw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker catches it and throws to first to double up Franco. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacoby moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacoby moves to third. Hall moves to second. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Clark hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Hall scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Clark moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Eric King now pitching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pettis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Pettis moves to second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pettis moves to third. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salazar. Carter reaches second base with a double. Upshaw moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Noakes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. Carter scores. Hall moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Dave Clark, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Matt Noakes, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noakes for the out. Evans moves to third. 2 outs. Ray Knight, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pettis for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Noakes settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Noakes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Noakes is 0-for-1 in the game. Noakes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Noakes reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Salazar goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knight is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Knight takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pettis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a pop-up into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson bunts towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Clark moves to second. 1 out. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with King covering, for the out. Clark moves to third. 2 outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker strikes out. 1 out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheridan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter is hit by the pitch. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Noakes and he is safe. Carter steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Salazar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Noakes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Noakes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Noakes reaches second base with a double. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knight is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Knight hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allenson bunts, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on King Clark moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins strikes out. 1 out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pettis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Pettis moves to second. Jim Morrison pinch hits for Pat Sheridan. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pettis scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Bill Lasky now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Morrison now playing right field. Don Heinkel now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar strikes out. One out. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Noakes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Noakes hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Knight hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Heinkel covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pettis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Whitaker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.